What about this? You're moving in the right direction. I roll my hips and rub my growing erection against her bum. We haven't done it from behind.
We also haven't done it with me on top.
Both of those sound good to me. Which one do you want to try? She giggles.
I want to ride you.
I roll to my back, and Weslin crawls over me, straddling my hips.
I may not know what I'm doing.
You're a smart girl. I bet you can figure it out. She lowers her upper body and kisses the side of my neck, sucking the skin into her mouth. Her hips grind in a circular motion against my hardening cock.
Does that feel good?
I grasp her hips, digging my fingertips into the fleshy meat. Fuck yeah. She sits up straight and arches her back, finding my erection with her hand to guide it inside her opening.
I'm going to fuck this dick so hard.
Weslin and I both jolt when we hear a woman scream.
Weslin Breckenridge, what are you doing?
She rolls off me to her back and yanks the sheet up to cover both of us.
How did you get into my flat?
I have a key.
What are you doing here?
Ivana told me you came home early. I'm here to check on you since you didn't even have the courtesy to let me know you were back.
I'm sorry. A lot has happened the last few days.
Please tell me that you've not allowed this man to ruin you.
The woman rubs her forehead.
Oh, God. No fellowship man is going to have you know, even if Thane bribes him.
I don't care for the way this woman is speaking to Weslin. That's enough of that.
Who are you to decide what's enough?
I'm to be her husband, so when I say it's enough, it is enough. She sneers.
Her husband?
I don't think so. She is a Breckenridge. Her marriage will be an advantageous one, not to some nobody who's not even part of the Brotherhood. Mother,
has he tainted you?
The woman can say that I'm naked. Weslin's naked. We aren't teenagers playing around in the sack. What does she think we're doing? It isn't possible for a husband to taint his wife. My mother-in-law-to-be looks at me through narrowed eyes, obviously not appreciating my mention of us as husband and wife.
I can't believe you brought a man here. If anyone knows you've lost your virginity, it's over.
Her mother walks the floor, her hand pinching her chin while she mutters words beneath her breath.
When you marry, we'll have to schedule your wedding during your cycle. Maybe, just maybe, we can fool your husband into believing it's virginal blood.
Stop, mother. Kieran has claimed me, and I'm going to marry him.
Kieran?
Kieran Henry?
There's no mistaking the instant delight on her face.
The new up-and-coming leader of the Order?
Aye, that would be me. She places her palms together and brings them to her face to hide her grin.
My daughter is marrying a leader. That is wonderful news.
I need you to keep quiet about it until after the meeting with the council.
She laughs.
Why in the world would I do that? My daughter is marrying a leader.
I want to tell everyone. We don't want the council to know that he's claimed me before the terms of the treaty have been agreed upon. It would cause problems.
Oh, we definitely don't want to cause problems. I won't say a word to anyone.
I don't like this woman. I want her gone. We're in the middle of trying to seal our bond.
Weslin punches me.
Kieran, say no more. I'm out of here.
She stops in the doorway and looks back.
It needs to be a boy.
Well, at least we agree upon that much.
Mother, get out.
I've been away from Weslin for 2 days. I don't like it one bit. I'm ready to bring my intended home where she belongs, and I'm about to do just that. It doesn't feel right walking into this meeting with the Fellowship Council to ask for Weslin's hand. It's like asking for something that already belongs to me, and I'm not accustomed to asking for anything. I take what I want, just like I took her and made her mine. But understand the point she's making about playing nice with the Fellowship. They aren't a brotherhood you should provoke, hence one of the reasons we are seeking an alliance. I could be a cocky bastard, but even I know that you don't want the Fellowship as an enemy. My father and I enter the dining room where the Fellowship Council, Weslin, and Ellison are waiting. My eyes immediately go to my intended like a magnet to steel. I can't not look at her. She's so fucking beautiful it hurts. I can't believe the misery I've endured while we've been apart.
Gentlemen, please join us, Thane says, but I barely hear him. I'm too enthralled by Wesslyn.
I'll take the seat beside her, and I'll fight the urge to reach out and kiss her pouty pink lips, the lips that were wrapped tightly around my dick, sucking me so hard only a couple of nights ago.
Have you come to a decision about the treaty? My father asks.
I hear the words decision and treaty in the same sentence, and my attention is captured. This is it. We're about to see if Isabel was right.
Thane's answer will determine if I walk out of here with a wife or engage in the biggest fight I've ever fought. War.
Aye. We are pleased to say that we decided to accept. Wesslyn has offered herself to be Kieran's wife, if that's agreeable with him.
Wesslyn has offered herself to be Kieran's wife. There has never been a sentence to make me any happier.
Aye, I'm agreeable to taking Wesslyn as my wife.
More than agreeable. I'm fucking elated.
I think Kieran and Wesslyn will make a good match, my father says.
He's wrong. I already know that we make a perfect match.
And your decision on who will be taking Shaw as a wife?
I will, Mitch says. No surprise there. Wesslyn said that Jamie wouldn't do it. Fine by me. He and I aren't on the best of terms right now. I can handle him being my wife's brother, but I'm not keen on him being my sister's husband, especially when he's been fucking that McAllister woman.
Very good.
My father is pleased with Mitch's decision. He's the one Dad wanted for Shaw anyway. The second son of a leader, same as him. He knows Mitch will have a good standing within his brotherhood. Shaw's place within the Fellowship will be solid.
Kieran and Wesslyn will notify the District Registrar tomorrow of their intent to wed.
Already done.
Do we agree that the wedding will take place in 4 weeks?
No objection from us, Thane says.
My father's plan couldn't have worked better. I get a beautiful wife, one who loves to fuck, a wife who sucks my cock, a wife who sees my pain and wants to make it better. She's perfect for me. I couldn't ask for more. I'm going to be happy with her. And it's such a surprise. I never expected that. We could really fall in love.
Kieran will claim Wesslyn tonight, unless there are any objections.
I can't stop the grin spreading across my face. I probably look like a teenage boy who's about to get his first grope of a girl's tits.
Thane flicks his hand in the direction of the empty chair.
I see only one bride here for the exchange.
I was waiting for someone to point out my sister's absence. I hope her obstinate behavior doesn't affect Thane's decision to let me take Wesslyn with me today. I'm not leaving this compound without her.
My apologies for Shaw's absence. I'm afraid she needs a little more time to adjust to the idea of marrying someone she's never met. She is a Hendry, and will fulfill her duty. I will see to it personally.
I hope my father's promise is enough to satisfy the council today.
Shaw isn't the only one marrying a stranger she's never met. It would have been a nice gesture for her to at least come meet the man volunteering to take her. Mitch's voice is laced with frustration. I can't say that I blame him. He came here expecting to leave with the bride. My father clears his throat.
It is my solemn vow that Shaw will be delivered to Mitch by the end of the week.
My father's statement makes me nervous as fuck. I'm not sure that he's going to be able to make good on it, not with the way Shaw's behaving. And if he does, I fear she'll be difficult to handle once she's in the hands of the Fellowship.
Your daughter clearly isn't on board with being a treaty bride.
Mitch has no idea how right he is.
Shaw's young, headstrong. She has her own ideas about what she wants for her life, but I will steer her in the right direction.
My father has been trying to steer her in the right direction for over a week, and he has not been successful yet.
The lass sounds obstinate. Mitch doesn't know the half of it. I don't want a difficult wife.
I admit, my daughter is stubborn, but she isn't unbending. I swear to you, Mitch, that you won't find a more beautiful wife within the Fellowship or the Order. And she is pure. Arabella and I have ensured that she will be a virgin on her wedding night. You won't be disappointed with her.
The conflict in Mitch's eyes is real. No one understands it more than I do. But He'll marry Shaw because it's his duty as the son of a leader. I will go through with the marriage. Thane turns steely eyes back to my father.
Deliver Shaw to us by Friday. Otherwise, the agreement is off, and we will expect Whistlin to be returned.
Hate it for the fellowship, but that's not going to happen. I will not return Whistlin again, ever.
We want this treaty, Thane. Probably more than you do. I'll give you my word that Shaw will be here. Then, this meeting is adjourned.
This meeting went much more smoothly than expected. Jamie didn't make any arguments about not taking his sister. Probably because his lover would be one of my alternatives and he doesn't want to give her up.
Wait. I need to know what this means for my sister.
I should have known Jamie wasn't going to let me walk out of here with his sister without saying something. I reached for Westland's hand.
She's my mate, and will leave with me when we go. I'm claiming her tonight.
He hates this outcome. I see it in the pained expression on his face, just as I will hate giving Shaw to Mitch.
I need a few minutes with my sister in private.
You can have as many minutes as you like, but Whistlin is mine. It's been decided.
Even more so than you know. There's no going back.
You haven't delivered your end of the bargain, and you've not officially claimed her. Nothing is in stone yet.
That's where you're oh so wrong, brother-in-law. I've claimed Whistlin, made her mine forever. She may already have our firstborn inside her as we speak. I open my mouth to tell Jamie how wrong he is, but I see Westland's pleading eyes, begging me to not say anything.
I'm not one to back down from a challenge, and that's exactly what Jamie is doing, challenging me. It's hard as fuck, but I concede for her. I release Westland's hand, and she follows her brother into the hallway. The fucker is going to try to convince her to not leave with me, I knew it. But his arguments are useless. Westland wants me as much as I want her.
It's unpleasant sitting at the conference table with the Fellowship Council in silence. We're going to be allies. We should be able to have a civil conversation.
I know everyone around this table loves Westlin, and I'd like you to know that I will treat her well.
You'd better, Sinclair says.
I don't care for the ultimatum I hear in his voice. Just as Mitch had better treat Shaw well.
This is a two-way street. You don't have to worry. I will be good to your sister.
Westlin tells me that Mitch is one to keep his temper. He demonstrates that in his statement. That's good, because I have a feeling that Shaw's going to push him to and probably beyond those limits. Westlin speaks highly of you. She has eased many of my concerns about you marrying my sister.
Well, no one has eased our concerns about Westlin marrying you.
Ellison has found her voice. We spent 2 days together, and then she volunteered to marry me. I don't think she'd have done that if things hadn't gone well between us.
You raped her.
I did no such thing.
I see the disbelief on Ellison's face.
Ask her yourself if you don't believe me.
My father gets up from the table.
I think Westlin and her brother have had plenty of time to talk.
I couldn't agree more.
We open the door and step into the hallway. Jamie hugs Westlin, and I don't mistake the daggers I see in his eyes when he looks at me.
I love you, Wes.
I love you, too.
I'm taking Westlin again, this time with the consent of her brotherhood. In their eyes, I will be officially claiming her tonight. It's done. She's mine.
Chapter 14. Kieran Hendry.
We did it, doll.
I cup my hands around Westland's face and pull her in for a kiss. She tastes sweet and fruity and pungent. Someone has had wine.
I drank a few glasses to calm my nerves. I was nervous something would go wrong.
No need to be nervous. I told you that there was no way I was leaving without you.
I know, but I worried Jamie might do something crazy.
She had every right to worry about that one. You mean do something crazy like pull out his Glock and point it at my face?
Westlin twists her body for a better look at me.
How do you know he carries a Glock?
Because he pulled it out and pointed it between my eyes.
What?
Her voice rises.
When?
At the first marriage treaty meeting. I shrug. It was nothing.
It's not nothing. My brother pointed a gun at your face.
I shot him first. I'm probably lucky that he didn't put a bullet in me.
He didn't shoot me, so that makes it nothing.
Wasn't the first time that's ever been done, and it won't be the last.
I don't like hearing things like that. It reminds me of the danger that you're in.
Goes along with this way of life, and being in a leadership role increases the danger. I'm always going to be targeted.
I know, but I'd rather not be reminded, and I'd prefer that my brother and husband didn't shoot or threaten to shoot each other any more.
I promise I won't shoot your brother again, as long as he doesn't try to take you from me. If that happens, I will be forced to put a bullet in him.
He isn't going to take me from you.
She sounds confident. Is that what you talked about in the hallway?
Yes.
What did he say to you?
That I didn't have to marry you to save Ellison because they had a plan, and that he would find a good match for me, a man I could love.
Jamie is a good brother for wanting Westland to be happy. I don't begrudge him for that.
I want the same for Shaw.
And you said...
that I wanted to marry you.
I bet he didn't like that much.
She giggles. He didn't love it.
Everything is going to be fine, doll. He'll see how well I treat you, and then he's going to be okay with our union.
Your threat to possibly take Ellison as a wife forced his hand. He claimed her after you brought us home. They've notified the district registrar of their intent to marry. They were notifying Thane and Sin after the meeting.
My brother-in-law should be thanking me for kidnapping his lover and giving him the push he needed to go after the woman he wants and loves. He'll have to go through Endurance?
Yes, and I'm terrified for him.
If Fellowship Endurance is anything like the Syndicate's, Jamie Breckenridge is about to take a fucking beating. That sucks.
I can't take away her fear, but I can reassure her that all will eventually be okay.
It'll be worth it when he has his woman. Just like kidnapping you and risking war with the Fellowship was worth it because I have you now.
You say really sweet things sometimes. I wouldn't have thought that was possible when we first met.
It's a first for me. I've never had to be sweet to a woman before, but you make me want to be sweet to you.
And what if I want you to be rough with me?
What kind of rough are we talking?
The car comes to a stop at the compound.
We'll talk about it later.
Aye, we certainly will. We enter the house through the front entrance, and Mum calls out for me from the living room. It's me.
Come in here.
She's been nervous about this meeting, so afraid something would go wrong.
Mum and Shaw are all smiles when they see Weslin at my side.
Oh, thank God.
All went well, no troubles. I look at Shaw. Other than them being upset that their treaty bride was a no-show, Shaw crosses her arms and frowns. She looks like such a brat when she does that.
Well, they can just keep on being upset.
You should have at least made an effort and gone to meet your husband.
There was no way they were going to let me leave if I had gone, and he's not my husband.
Mitch seems like a reasonable person. I think he would have allowed Shaw to leave. He was disappointed that you weren't there. He's eager to meet you.
I bet he is.
Weslin takes her phone out of her purse.
Would you like to see a picture of him?
No.
Weslin thumbs through photos on her phone.
Are you sure? He's very good looking, fit and easy on the eyes.
I'd be jealous if Mitch weren't her cousin.
Shaw's mouth pulls to the side. Her nose scrunches and she shrugs.
I guess.
She comes to Weslin and leans close for her first look at her husband-to-be.
What do you think?
She suppresses a smile. Little shite likes what she sees. There's promise yet.
You're right. He is handsome. We were raised more like siblings than cousins. I know almost everything about Mitch. I can tell you anything you want to know about him.
Weslin flips through several more photos.
Here he is playing with the babies. I think it's my favorite picture of him.
I like what Weslin is doing with my sister, building Mitch's character in Shaw's eyes. But she needs to do it later. I'm ready to get her under me. I wrap my arms around Weslin from behind. You and Shaw can continue this conversation tomorrow. My mum grins.
It's been a long, stressful day. I'm sure the two of you would like to retire early.
Retiring early, that's what we're calling it these days.
At first, I think Shaw is being her typical cheeky self, but her giggle lets me know that she's jesting. I think getting a look at her intended and approving of him has improved her mood.
Maybe we can have lunch together tomorrow. I'm eager to get to know you both.
I love that Westland wants to get to know my mum and sister.
I think that's a lovely idea.
Mum comes to Westland and kisses the side of her face.
I'm very happy that everything went well today. Glad to have you back. I'm happy to be back, too.
Not as happy as she's going to be. I think about all the things I'm going to do to Westland when I get her in my bed, and my dick gets so hard that it's difficult to walk. My sweet feels a million miles away. I shut the door behind us and lock it, just in case our fun has been interrupted too many times. She stops before reaching the bed and turns to look at me. I grab the knot of my tie and slowly drag it downward while I eye-fuck her. I love the way you look tonight. The tight black dress hugs her curves perfectly, showing off her full breast, small waist, and round bottom. And the heels, fuck, they stretch her legs for miles.
I'm glad you like it. I wore it just for you.
Fuck yeah, she wore it for me. I slip my jacket off and toss it toward the chair, coming nowhere near making it. Fuck it. You wore it for me, now take it off for me. She moves her hands behind her back and lowers the zipper to her waist. The fabric over both shoulders falls, revealing the most perfect pair of tits in a black lace push-up bra. Wiggle out of the dress, slowly, and leave the heels on. I untuck my shirt and work on unbuttoning it, beginning at the top, while she pushes her dress down her hips and legs. My shirt and her dress hit the floor at the same time. She kicks out of the fabric and is left only in her heels and black lace lingerie, so fucking hot. I unfasten the button on my pants and lower the zipper. Take off your bra. I want to see your tits. I kick out of my shoes and push my pants down my legs. Bending down to remove my socks, I never take my eyes off her as she unclasps her bra and makes a show of lowering the straps and tossing it aside. Most gorgeous tits I've ever seen. Perfect size, perfect shape, perfect color. So perky for their fullness and her nipples. When I lick them, they feel like smooth pebbles against my tongue. We're on even ground with me in my boxer briefs and her in her knickers. My fingers mimic hers, going into her waistband at the same time hers dive into mine. We're like mirror images pushing underwear down our legs. And then we're both standing before each other bare. Her body, in contrast to mine, is so different. I'm hard where she's soft. I bulge where she curves. I have hair where she's smooth. Everything about her body is feminine and delicate. I stare at the Y where her legs meet, and that one little tuft of hair above the slit of her pussy drives me fucking mad. The longer I stand here looking at her naked in those heels, the harder my cock gets. I have to touch her. She moves to the bed, lowering her body so that she's lying on her back, knees bent. She watches me through the wide space between her thighs. I stop when I reach the bed and look at her pussy. It's glistening wet and extra pink and swollen from the increased blood flow. She's ready for me. Do you like it when I lick you?
Yes, I do.
Do you want me to eat you?
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure who likes it more, me or her. I want to hear you say it.
Her cheeks pinken. I want you to lick my pussy and eat me out.
I crawl onto the bed and kneel before her, slowly sliding down so my face is buried between her legs. I push her thighs apart and trail my nose up her slit, inhaling her sweet scent. I love the way she smells. She moans when my tongue moves up and down her center. I lick and suck and munch on her pussy like it's the best meal I've ever had. My mouth slurping her juices makes one of the most obscene noises I've ever heard. Fuck, I love that sound. Makes me even harder. Her hands fist my hair, and her back arches from the bed, shifting her hips so her legs are spread even wider. My mouth explores and tastes everything in between, including her orgasm.
Oh, Kieran, I'm coming.
I suck her clit hard once more, finishing her off with a bang, before I crawl up her body. I can't resist taking her hand in mine and bringing both to our chests. This time, I don't have to tell her to say it.
Machray, we whisper together.
I kiss her mouth and smile against her lips. I've been gentle with you the other times, but tonight I want to stretch your pussy. I want to fuck you hard and pound my cock in you so deep that when I come, my seed squirts into the mouth of your womb. Her breath hitches.
Do it. Fuck me as hard as you want.
I grab her hips and adjust her underneath me, lining up her body so it can take every inch of my cock. I'm so hard that I don't even have to use my hand to guide it to her entrance. I thrust and it slides into her tight, slick hole. I sink deep into her walls, and they squeeze my cock like magic. Her small pussy, wrapped around my dick, feels amazing. I move in and out of her, building the pace, my balls slapping against her bum. I love seeing her tits jarred with every thrust. She rocks her hips, meeting me thrust for thrust, and we increase the speed until we reach high gear. I grab the backs of her thighs and push her legs up so that she's folded in half. She screams with my next thrust.
Oh, God, I feel you hitting it.
It. She means her womb. I bore into her like a jackhammer, every plunge forcing a moan of pleasure from her throat. My eyes lock on hers as I give her my full length over and over. Every stroke is symbolic of my claiming this woman is mine. Her soft sighs and murmurs of pleasure build, and I'm not sure when, but at some point they become loud moans, gradually developing into screams, some of them including my name. Good thing we're the only ones in this wing of the compound. I feel my orgasm approaching. I thrust hard and deep, pushing her legs back so I can squirt my hot seed into the opening of her womb. Tell me how much you want my cum inside you.
I want it all. Every last drop inside me.
Fuck. My cock thickens and I tremble as my cum shoots out, filling her with every drop I have in my balls. I ride out the pleasure until I have nothing left to give. I don't pull out when I'm finished. I want to stay buried inside this woman as long as possible and keep my semen where it needs to be. I release her legs and fall on top of her, exhausted, sweaty, empty. Her arms wrap around my back, and her nails lightly scrape against my skin. We lie that way, saying nothing, until my cock goes completely soft and slides out of her. I roll off her and lie on my back by her side. Was I too rough?
No, I liked it. It was a nice alternative to making love.
Happy to hear that. I enjoy the slow and sweet, but sometimes a man just needs to feel like a man and fuck hard.
You can fuck me hard any time you want.
I had no idea what I was getting into when I stole Weslin, and then I saw her face. I thought she was beautiful, but I still didn't know what I was getting. Now I've made her mine, and I'm only beginning to find out who she is. An amazing woman, an amazing lover, an amazing wife. I think she makes falling in love with her very easy.
Chapter 15. Weslin Breckenridge. Shaw and I haven't ventured out in Edinburgh much, so we're not familiar with the restaurants. Would you mind choosing for us, Weslin?
I would love to take you to Duncan's. It's the Fellowship drinking hole, but they have a nice choice of pub food.
A wrinkle forms across Arabella's forehead.
But we can go somewhere else if you're not comfortable with being around Fellowship members yet.
Someone has to make the first move. We'll have lunch at Duncan's.
She smiles.
And hope that no one spits in our food.
There are more patrons than usual at Duncan's.
Big crowd.
They must have some good daily specials.
We're forced to sit at a table in the middle of the pub. Not the one I would have chosen, but we'll take what we can get.
Nessa, one of Leith's new barmaids, is at our table almost instantly. Nice girl.
Any good specials today?
The Scottish tapas are delicious. Pan-seared chicken is a close second.
Don't get the trout. It's not fresh.
Tapas and a pint of Guinness for me. I look over at the triad table. Sin, Laith, and Jamie's special table. And it's empty. A reminder that Jamie is at the infirmary recovering from endurance. Ellison reassures me that he's all right and that she's going to take good care of him, but I still worry.
Wes?
I instinctively turn when I hear my name, and I nearly choke when I see who it is. Shite. Shaw's going to think I planned this meeting. No way she won't. I'm certain she'll lose all trust in me now. I get up and Mitch kisses the side of my face.
Surprised to see you here.
I laugh nervously. Same here? Mitch looks at my lunch guests, waiting for an introduction. All color drains from Shaw's face, no doubt because she recognizes Mitch from the photos I showed her last night. Mitch, this is Arabella and Shaw Hendry. His eyes go directly to his intended and he smiles.
Shaw.
He moves toward her and holds out his hand. I sigh with relief when she offers her hand instead of, I don't know what. Shaw's behavior has been so unpredictable that she's capable of just about anything.
This day just got a whole lot better.
Shaw smiles.
That's a nice thing to say.
Would you care to step outside with me for a moment? I'd love to talk, just the two of us.
Shaw's eyes widen and she nods. Okay. Arabella and I watch Mitch and Shaw walk toward the front door.
I would love to eavesdrop on the conversation those two are about to have. Did you know that Mitch would be here?
I come here for lunch often, and I've never seen him in here at this time of day. I had no idea.
I hope that he says something to bring her to her senses. As much as her father and I have tried, we haven't been able to make her see reason.
Shaw's continued refusal to wed Mitch is going to cause a big problem with the Fellowship. They could stop my marriage and try to take me back. I don't want that. And Karen won't allow it without a fight. If she doesn't go along with the treaty, there will be a war. I thought she was coming around a little last night when she saw the pictures of him. I could tell that she was liking what she saw.
She did say that he was handsome, but I don't think it's his physical appearance is going to change her mind. She wants to marry for love.
She looked happy to meet him just now.
She could fall in love with Mitch.
And you could fall in love with Karen.
I'm fairly certain that's already on its way to happening.
I look down to hide my embarrassment.
That's crazy, right? We've known each other for 5 minutes.
Everything about your relationship with Karen is on high speed. I don't think it's crazy at all.
So many factors have sped up this process.
When did you know that you loved Lennox?
Or does she love him?
I was infatuated with him very early on, before we married. But I don't think I loved him until about halfway through my pregnancy with Karen.
How long before he loved you?
It happened much sooner for me than for him. But I think that's just a man thing. They're different creatures and don't feel the depths of emotion the way we do.
I've been surprised by Kieran's behavior. I expected him to be cold-hearted, and he was right after we met. But he's different now. He acts as though he's open to falling in love with me.
My son is under your spell.
I think she's politely saying that he's obsessed with my vagina. And she's right. He is. Enchanted or captivated or whatever you want to call it, it's not a bad place to be at this early point in your relationship. I like where things are going with us.
Karen likes it too.
Arabella looks over my shoulder.
Here she comes. Without Mitch.
Shaw takes her seat and battles a smile while saying nothing. She's going to make us ask.
Arabella is on the edge of her seat.
Well?
Well what?
Stop being a shite and tell me what happened between Mitch and you.
He's given me until Sunday evening to come to him on my own. After that, he's coming to the compound to claim me. Well, to collect me. And then I guess he means to claim me.
Wow. That's not what I was expecting out of mild-mannered Mitch.
What are you going to do?
Not sure why I ask. I know she isn't going voluntarily. If he wants me, he'll have to come take me.
Will you go willingly?
Arabella sounds so hopeful.
No way. I'm playing hard to get.
Arabella lowers her forehead to her palm.
You are hard to get. There's no playing to it.
Well, things are different now that we've met and spoken. Her cheeks redden.
He told me that I was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen.
That catches her mum's attention.
Oh? I'm sure that must have been very flattering to hear from a handsome man.
No man has ever said anything like that to me. She covers her mouth and giggles.
And he couldn't stop touching me.
Touching you? Where did they go that he was freely having body contact with her?
Nothing out of line. He reached out and took my hand and rubbed his thumb back and forth over the top while he told me what he planned to do. It was nice. I liked it.
Shaw is like me in the respect that she's never gotten much male attention. I'm sure she is flattered by Mitch's interest. Before last night, Mitch was a faceless name. Then he was only a person in photos who she'd never spoken to. This chance encounter changes everything.
I think it'll be romantic if Mitch comes and takes me. That's what Dad did with you. And the same with Kieran and Weslin, except with more force. Both of those instances worked out.
Arabella inhales and releases her breath slowly. I'm relieved that you're finally accepting Mitch as your fate.
Well, I'm relieved that he isn't disgusting. He's even better looking in person, and taller than I expected, and more muscular.
Sounds like Shaw was noticing every detail about Mitch.
Thank you for bringing us here.
It was just fate for you two to meet today.
I think so, too.
I spent the day showing Arabella and Shaw around Edinburgh, particularly some of the best places to eat and shop. We even went into a bridal shop and looked at dresses. My mum would be furious if she knew I did that with Arabella instead of her. I enjoyed our time together. Arabella is so much more pleasant than my mother, and Shaw showed me a new side of her I'd not seen. One I like very much. I think we could be fast friends. Everything about my new life is good. I didn't know that I could be this happy and with people who were strangers to me not so long ago. I've heard people say that it's possible to meet someone new and feel like you've known each other for years. That's how I feel about Kieran. Like we've known each other in another life, and this isn't our first time meeting. I feel myself beginning to care for him. It's not love yet, but I feel like that's something that could come easily, especially if we continue to grow closer through physical intimacy. Every time he touches my body, another part of me becomes his. At the rate we're going, he'll own every part of me by the time we marry. Only a month until I'm Mrs. Kieran Hendry. I wonder if I'll already be pregnant when I walk down the aisle. Part of me hopes not, but then another part hopes I am so I can please Kieran. I know a baby would make him happy. A son, an heir. That's what Kieran wants first, and then sweet little girls to adore and spoil. I wonder if there's a way to increase the odds of conceiving a boy. I think that's something I should investigate. My head is tilted back, the water rinsing the conditioner from my hair. My eyes are closed, but I hear the bathroom door open and then close again. Kieran?
It's me. I'm coming in.
Amazing how quickly I'm becoming accustomed to living with Kieran and doing everyday domestic things together, like showering at the same time. God, I love the way his hands feel on me when my skin is wet. It's so much more sensitive and responsive. You missed dinner?
I'm sorry. I had order business. I should have called.
He isn't in his "I just shot and killed some people" funk, so I'm guessing he was taking care of another kind of business. It's okay, but I would have appreciated a call to let me know you'd be late. I hope that didn't sound like a nag. He stands behind me and places his hands on my hips, giving me a sweet kiss on the side of my neck.
You're acting like my wife or something.
I can't imagine why. He releases me and begins washing his hair.
Not much longer until you'll walk down the aisle wearing a pretty white dress.
I looked at wedding dresses today.
Only looked?
My mom and sister will want to be there when I buy my dress, and probably Blue and Ellison and Lorna as well. Ellison and Shaw will need dresses too. Maybe we can make a girls' day out of it. I know the girls will love Shaw, and she's going to be Mitch's wife. She's becoming part of our girls' group, even if she doesn't know it yet. I'm not sure that Shaw will need a dress. Mitch is going to call off the whole thing if she keeps acting like a brat. I can't wait to tell him about today. Trust me, Shaw will need a dress soon.
Has something happened?
I took your mum and Shaw to the fellowship pub for lunch today. Mitch came in while we were there. He took Shaw outside for a private conversation and told her that she had until Sunday to come to him. If she doesn't, he's coming for her. I've never been prouder of Mitch.
I would say good for him, except that's the worst fucking thing in the world he could have said to her. She hates ultimatums.
She didn't hate this one. She thinks it's romantic for him to come and take her. And I think he should do it before Sunday. Maybe we take her to Ellison's inception ceremony with us, and he snatches her from there.
Why would he do that when he doesn't have to?
Because she thinks it's romantic to be stolen. I think she'd find it extra romantic if he tells her he couldn't wait until Sunday. She also won't be expecting it, which would be a nice touch. I think Shaw is like me. Deep down, she likes a bossy alpha, even if she doesn't know it yet. Shaw's going to be fellowship. She wouldn't question a request for her presence at the ceremony. It's a perfect opportunity. I'm sure she'd be eager to go so that she can see Mitch again.
I like your idea a lot. I'll talk to Mum and Dad, and if they approve, I think we should make it happen.
I love that Kieran listens to my ideas and allows me to have a voice. I'll talk with Mitch as soon as you have your parents' approval.
The ceremony is coming at a good time. I can use this opportunity to meet your people while they're gathered in one place.
I should probably schedule a time for you to officially meet my mom and sister before the ceremony.
Aye, it would be nice to be introduced to your mom while I'm wearing clothes, and not being ridden like a bull.
Oh, God. I still can't believe my mom walked in on Kieran and me like that. We weren't doing it, yet, but I was on top of him about to sink down on his dick. So humiliating. But I don't think she cared at all. She was too high about learning that I was going to marry a leader. So many people to meet, so much to learn about each other. We swap places so Kieran can stand under the water.
What would my wife-to-be like to know about me?
Everything. But start with what kind of work you do when you're not... I hate to say killing. When you're not solving problems for the Brotherhood. His chuckle relieves me.
I'm a numbers guy. I do most of the accounting and bookkeeping, projections, statistics, etc.
He's an accountant? You're about to be my husband. Why did I not know that about you?
I wasn't formally trained. I didn't go to college. I just happened to be good with numbers.
I hear something there in his voice. Regret? Chagrin? Breckenridge men have higher educations, but I don't want Kieran to believe I see him as less because he didn't pursue that. College degrees are mostly unnecessary in our world. Being a lawyer or a doctor, those kinds of things are the exception. I have a college degree, but a lot of good it's done me.
I would have liked to have attended college, but I was too busy mastering my skill.
Kill skill. Well, if he's the one doing the killing, then he's not the one being killed. That's the only positive way to look at what he does.
I'm surprised that Abram allowed you to attend college since a woman typically continues her education to learn a trade for contribution.
My education was in childhood practices. It's embarrassing to admit how I talked my father into it. I was supposed to be learning how to properly mother Sin's children, the future of the fellowship. That's why my father conceded and allowed me to attend. Kieran chuckles.
Your education wasn't for nothing. You were learning how to mother my children.
I guess it's a good thing, because I damn sure didn't learn how to parent a child by example. I wonder if Kieran has considered that, that my parenting could mimic the worst parents on earth.
I'm sure you'll be a wonderful mother.
I want to be a good mother, but I'm not sure I have it in me. I hope Arabella doesn't mind if I count on her for parenting advice. I sure can't count on mine.
I'm sure she would love to advise you. My mum was a wonderful mother. She loves babies so much.
She must. She had 5.
She's excited to have a grandchild. My father is too.
The only reason my mother would be excited for a grandchild is so she can brag about it being the next leader. That's sad. It's also sad to say that the kindest thing she ever did for her children was handing us over to a nanny. She was a horrible mother. But she's still my mother.
Talking about our baby makes me want to work on it.
He wraps his arms around me from behind, filling his hands with my breasts and squeezing. His mouth presses to the side of my neck.
I thought about you and this all day. I could hardly add one and one.
I lean into him, feeling his erection against my bum. I did some research today. I have something for us to try. He thrusts his pelvis so his hard cock pokes into one of my cheeks.
I like the sound of that.
But not here, in the bed. He turns off the water.
By all means.
We move straight to the bed, not taking time to dry off. I place my hand on his chest when we reach the bedside so he'll know to hold up. Turns out there are theories about how to conceive a boy.
He grins. You have my attention.
Boy sperm needs a shorter distance to swim to the womb in order to win the race. They're weak and die off before crossing the finish line if deposited too far away from the mouth of the womb. Girl sperm is resilient and will soldier on after the boys die.
I can't stop my grin.
We need to do it in a position with deep penetration. Kieran wraps his hand around his erection and slaps it against my stomach.
With a dick like this, all positions involve deep penetration.
He's so proud of his manhood, and he should be. Even though I've not been with anyone else, I still know it's impressive. Some positions are deeper than others because of my anatomy.
Deep penetration. Got it.
He moves toward me, and I stop him with my hand again. Also, I need to come before you. Boy sperm have a better chance at survival if the alkaline secretion released with orgasms is already present.
You always orgasm before me, because I'm nice like that.
Kieran is a very giving lover. He has made every sexual experience between us pleasurable, which makes me want to do it more and more. Smart move on his part. Yes, you are nice like that, and I very much appreciate it.
I think the first thing on our to-do list is to give you an orgasm.
I sit on the bed and scoot to the middle. He moves over my lower body and moves his nose up and down between my legs, inhaling deeply.
You always smell so good. I can't get enough of this scent.
His mouth devours everything between my legs, kissing, licking, sucking, nibbling. It's done with meticulous skill. You are so good at that. I open my legs wider, and he places his thumb at the top of my slit, pulling upward and completely exposing my clit for his tongue. So much more sensitive that way. That feels amazing. Kieran inserts his fingers and pumps, rubbing me on the inside with curled fingers. I lift my head from the bed to watch him between my legs. He looks at me, and I'm a goner when our eyes meet. Oh, 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 oh! I push my fingers into the top of his hair and tilt my hips up so that he is rubbing and licking me in the most sensitive areas, in the most exquisite way. I whimper and writhe beneath him. He sucks and licks harder, and the pleasure goes on and on. Kieran, I'm still coming! It finally ends. And my body turns into a big, panting mess of toneless muscle and trembling legs.
That is one good taste in pussy you have there.
That is one vulgar talking mouth you have there. He chuckles.
I could be less vulgar if you like. Maybe I could say something like, Madam, your vagina is an excellent vintage. Or I could say that your flower is fragrant and your nectar is sweet.
I can't do cheesy. Go back to vulgar.
Aye, I do vulgar well.
Kieran takes his fingers out of me.
Orgasm, successful. What's next on the menu for making a baby boy?
I push myself up and move to my knees, turning around and scooting closer to Kieran before I get on all fours. Doggy style. It was number one on the list.
Oh, fuck yes.
I knew he was going to be keen on this one. I lower my head, pressing my forehead into the mattress, and lift my bum in the air.
You don't know how many times I've fantasized about doing this to you.
Kieran puts his hands on my bum and does some kind of jerking motion to make my cheeks jiggle.
I need to get inside you before I come on the bed.
He rubs his tip through my wet center and slides into me slowly. The groan leaving his mouth can't be mistaken for anything except pure, unadulterated ecstasy. It's thrilling to hear. I want him to take great pleasure in my body, to revel being inside me on a level that he never enjoyed with any of the women who came before me. He moves in and out, and I arch my back, tilting my bum upward until we find the perfect angle. I'm shocked by how incredible he feels in this position.
Oh, Kieran. Oh, I love hearing you say my name.
He grasps my hips and squeezes, his fingertips digging into my flesh, and he uses that grip to move me on and off his cock faster.
And I love watching myself slide in and out of you.
He picks up the pace, and his legs, hips, and balls slam against my bum and thighs, making a loud slapping noise each time our bodies meet.
You heard that? That's what some good fucking sounds like.
Deep. Penetration. I understand the meaning of those two words on a whole new level now.
This feels so different.
So good. I wasn't sure I would like it this way, but I do.
I'm about to come.
Kieran groans and reaches around my body. He loops his arm around my waist, pulling me hard against his body when he drives into me one last time. Balls deep.
Oh, fuck, Wesley.
He lies on me, his front against my back, and pins me against the bed so I can't move. He stills, and his mouth is next to my ear.
No one is ever going to take you away from me. Ever. I'll kill anyone who tries.
I turn my face toward his, and he leans forward, kissing the corner of my mouth roughly.
Oh, fuck. I think I may be obsessed with you. The thought of losing you makes me insane.
I'm yours, Kieran. And not because of an arrangement between our brotherhoods. I freely choose to be yours. And that can never be undone. Not by anyone. Chapter 16. Westland Breckenridge. I told Kieran I could go on my own to visit Mitch. It's completely safe. But he refuses to let me go without him. He's just as protective of me as Sin is of Blue. I guess some women wouldn't like the possessiveness, but not me. I love that he's willing to do whatever it takes to keep me safe. His drive makes him an alpha, and that's a huge turn-on. A weak man would never do it for me. He's a strong man who takes what he wants, and he wanted me. There's nothing any sexier in my eyes. Mitch comes around his desk to hug me when Kieran and I enter his office.
Wes, what a nice surprise!
I'm sorry to bother you. I know you must be busy, but we won't stay long.
It's fine, but I'm curious about why you're here.
I have an idea I'd like to discuss with you, but first I want to know what you thought of Shaw. Mitch beams. I've never seen him smile bigger.
I think she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I look forward to...
Mitch looks at Kieran and then back at me.
Coming to know her.
He isn't fooling Kieran or me. We both know what he means is that he looks forward to claiming her, knowing her as his wife. Shaw thinks you're handsome, which is a good start.
Lennox didn't come out and say it, but based upon her absence at the treaty meeting, I strongly suspect that she doesn't want to marry me.
She didn't, but her feelings have changed since meeting you.
I see relief on Mitch's face.
She isn't going to come to you, though.
He chuckles. I never thought she would. But I had to give her the opportunity.
She wants to be taken.
That's good to know, because I'm coming for her Sunday, and I told her as much.
Mitch looks at Kieran.
I assume there will be no problem with that, since I'm certain that you want to keep Weslin.
I understand that Mitch's words aren't intended to be a challenge, but I don't think Kieran will feel the same. He's so hypersensitive about my being taken away from him.
Regardless of your situation with Shaw, Weslin stays with me. Always. I'll never give her up.
I place my hand on Kieran's leg and squeeze it to calm him. There isn't going to be a problem. Shaw's planning to go with you, but I have an idea.
About what?
She thinks it's romantic to be taken, stolen. I was thinking that perhaps you do it before Sunday, since she won't be expecting it. And I think she'll love that you couldn't wait any longer to have her. Mitch props his elbow on the armrest of his chair and rubs his hand back and forth over his chin. He always does that when he's contemplating.
This would be all right with you and Lennox. I wouldn't want to do anything to cause problems in the treaty agreement.
Kieran places his hand on top of mine.
Weslin thinks it's a good idea, and I'm inclined to agree. My parents do as well, and they're ready to make good on their portion of the treaty agreement.
Now for the rest of the plan. Ellison's inception ceremony is in a few days, and there's going to be a party at Duncan's afterward. I think it's the perfect opportunity for you to take her.
Certainly don't want to wait if I don't have to. So I like this idea.
I knew I wouldn't have to twist Mitch's arm. Your condo isn't very romantic, and people are always coming and going. I think you should take her somewhere secluded.
You've already chosen a place, haven't you?
Mitch knows me well. I have, and it's very private. The perfect place to get to know one another without interruptions. From my own experience, I've learned that interruptions aren't great.
I say let's book it.
It's official. Ellison McAllister is one of us. It wasn't without pain and agony on my brother's part. He still wears the proof of everything he endured for her. But Jamie has his mate. The woman he loved but thought he didn't deserve is finally his. Duncan's is packed with fellowship members and the Hendrys present to represent the Order. Our treaty is new, but I'm at ease just knowing that it's in place. Not that I fully trust the treaty to make the monsters of the Order behave. I have more trust that Kieran's sniping rampages have convinced them to think twice about violating the treaty or committing treason. Kieran wraps his arms around me from behind, and I lean into him. He presses his mouth to my ear and whispers all the things he wants to do to me when we get home. He's putting our physical connection on display for all to see, and that makes me even crazier for him. I'm falling in love with Kieran. It happens a little more every day. I wonder if people can see that when they look at me and the way I melt against him. My heart is in this, but his is not. Kieran isn't falling in love with me. He's in lust with me. His body craves mine. Big difference. But I'll take it for now. There's always room for love to grow.
Speech, speech, speech.
The crowd chants, and Jamie takes Ellison's hand to lead her onto the stage. Ellison speaks first. I would like to start by thanking you for coming out tonight to celebrate my inception as a fellowship member. I am incredibly grateful for and overwhelmed by your acceptance. I look forward to getting to know you. Everyone cheers when she finishes, and my brother steps forward to take the spotlight.
There was a lot of interest in claiming Ellison. I feel it's necessary to make it clear where she and I stand so there's no confusion. I claimed her 11 days ago. I underwent endurance in her place 3 days later, hence the reason I'm limping and look like I've been hit by a train. She is mine. We have notified the district registrar of our intent to marry, and she will become my wife in 18 days. But I left off one very important detail. I never properly asked her to be my wife.
Oh my God. He's going to properly propose? Here, in front of everyone. He drops to one knee, and Ellison covers her mouth with her hands.
Jamie!
He removes a black velvet box from the inner pocket of his jacket and cracks it open.
Ellison Brooke McAllister. We started out as acquaintances, and then friends. I felt the change happening. The one where I was falling in love with you. It was a deep, profound, true love. But I tried to fight it, deny it. I thought I wasn't the right man for you. I was wrong. Our love was inevitable. Totally and utterly beyond